All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Yo, That's Gay. Today I am, I'll be Subaru Natsuki, great anime character. So I'm going to be today.
What show is this from?
This is called ReZero, Studying Life in Another World. So damn good of an anime. And I'm choosing Subaru because he has a harem of witches that all want to jump his bones because of the power he has. So I'm just going to be Subaru.
Awesome. Awesome. So, update. So I am officially rebranding myself and polishing my brand a little bit. And I, I'm Danny, as everyone knows. But I am going to start making my social media posts under Danny Cycles. And I'm currently working on a couple of projects, and those will all be under the name Danny Cycles. So moving forward, I'm just going to be Danny Cycles.
Yes, Danny, new projects.
Yes, new projects, fun stuff. Follow me on Twitter and other social medias. Actually, no, I only use Twitter nowadays.
Yeah. Fuck Facebook.
I don't even have Facebook anymore.
My Facebook is going down. Fuck it, I am over Facebook.
Yeah.
It's just terrible.
And then, like, Instagram, I just kind of got bored of. I haven't... The kind of pictures I like to take are not allowed on Instagram.
Yes, I can see that. Instagram, Facebook, it's like Skynet. If you're familiar with Terminator, it is Skynet. It's going to take over everything. Soon, our nuclear missiles are going to have with Facebook on them. Like, it's going to be Warhead with Facebook. And I'm just over it.
I've been told I should check out TikTok and I should give TikTok an opportunity and that I'm not too old for TikTok. So, I don't know. I feel like TikTok looks like so much fun. I just feel like I'm a little late to the game. So it makes me feel old.
So
I'm like, is this what the kids are doing? The ticking and the talking?
Your little fancy smancy TikToks out there. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take a class on how to learn TikTok. I've seen them offered online, and I'm totally going to watch one of the videos. I want to know how to use it. But
do you have it?
I have it on my phone.
Okay, do you have an account?
Yes, I have an account. Okay. I downloaded it to my phone because I was afraid that, you know, when was in office,
yeah,
was going to make it, like, unavailable to everybody. And now that I know it's still available to everybody, I'm going to use it. I'm going to do something with it.
Yeah, I downloaded it, and then I kind of scrolled through a couple of videos, and I never made an account, and then I deleted it. And then I never downloaded it again, but I can. But I feel like I'm just going to check it out. I feel like there's a lot of spheres, and I've seen... you can get away with some sexy stuff on TikTok, from what I've seen. Not too risque, but a little risque.
Yeah. I've seen, like, a little... It's like a... You know when you want to be sexy in a heavily Christian church? That's kind of how, like, TikTok sexy is. Where it's like, it's sexy, and we know that it's sexy, but you're not going to see more than ankle. Like, you're not going to get, like, the shaft of the penis. You're not going to get the fupa. You're just going to get the ankle. And you know what? I'm like, here for it.
So, okay. Our homework will be to... How many people do you follow on TikTok?
So, those are all words that I do not understand.
Or can you follow people on TikTok?
I have no clue.
Okay.
I have opened TikTok, and sometimes there's one person on the screen. Sometimes there's a dog. I don't understand. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even know what my username is. I just know I have an account.
Y'all, we are not that old. I am turning 30 this year.
In gay years, you are hitting 90.
Right.
Okay, just so you know. Everybody says they're calling you daddy. You're like, yes, daddy. Oh, hey, daddy. You know, you lose girl. I loved girl. And now I've been called daddy multiple times. And I'm like, bitch, I'm not your dad. What the fuck?
Like, son, give me your check.
Great.
I need help.
Give me some money if I'm going to be daddy. That's what I want. It looks fun. It really does. I think if I do TikTok, I'm going to get into cosplay on TikTok. Because the cosplay TikToks, I've seen those, and those look really good. But I've only seen them on YouTube because I don't know how to find them on TikTok. So if any of our listeners know how to find things on TikTok, please give me an explanation. Because I don't know how to find what I'm looking for.
I think there's a search thing, but I'm not sure. I wouldn't know. I assume there's a search thing.
Do you need there are like 50 million icons on the screen? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that. I noticed that while I was on it for like 3 minutes.
Right? I'm like,
my homework is going to be I'm going to download TikTok tonight. Uh-huh. I'm going to make an account. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to, whatever the equivalent to following people on TikTok is, I'm going to do that. Uh-huh. And if it's just following, then following. 25 accounts.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can do it.
That's going to be my homework. And I'll tell you all about the experience. I will make a TikTok about learning to TikTok.
Ooh. I will do TikTok. I'll do it. I will be on TikTok. I'm going to figure it out. I will follow one account. And I will make one TikTok. So we're going to see how it goes.
He will make a TikTok.
Yeah, I will make a TikTok. Because from this point forward, it's going to be called the TikTok until I understand it. It's just like the Netflix. You get a thud at the beginning of it.
Well, speaking of getting called daddy, mm-hmm. let's talk a little bit about, or let's get into what we are going to be discussing today.
We are talking about one sector of kink, and it has to do with power play and daddy son.
Yes, daddy son play.
Which, just a quick little thing, I did find this out years ago, which I don't know if it's still true now, but daddy son, mommy son were the two most searched porn searches in the United States of America.
Yeah, I've heard that. And then, like, in the breakdown of some states, it's very popular in some states. Mm-hmm. I think daddy-son, the genre, is so broad that people are into it for different reasons. Mm-hmm. So I think the reason why I'm into it is because of that power play dynamic. Mm-hmm. But I also like expressing that power play dynamic in other ways. What do you think? What's your take on that?
My take on it is the same thing as yours. For daddy son, it's definitely about the power and age play for me. Mm-hmm. I am into daddy son play. I'm okay with calling a man daddy. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really bother me. If they call me son, it's kind of like clunky to say. Because mm-hmm. I've never been called son by anybody. But I mean, if you want to do it, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I like that.
I feel like I'm more into, like, daddy boy play.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's more my thing. Also, like, yeah, like, for me, I think a big part of, or I feel like daddy boy play is where I get to overlap my age play interest with my, power play. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I think age play is definitely a big factor for me. I don't know in what aspect you're interested in it, but for me, I feel like I'm younger, or my role in that scene is like younger than I actually am.
Yes. For me, you know, my role in the scene isn't going to be younger than I actually am. But it's a mentality of being younger than how I currently think and behave.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I've always had just a step up on intellect when I was a kid. I got very fortunate. So interacting with men, I've always interacted on a more mature level. Mm-hmm. So I would always have to hear that, and I could never fuck with somebody my same age. It just would bother shit on me. I'm like, we're not on the same level here. Mm-hmm. So daddy son play kind of came as an intellectual form for me first.
Yeah.
And then went more to the physical, where I'm just like, men who are just older than me, it's just hot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but it's just like my pussy is like a waterfall.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
I mean, absolutely. Like, if we're talking like daddy's the tribe, because mm-hmm. I feel like it's different, right? There's like daddies, like guys who look like daddies, and then there's daddies who like to play daddies. So, I mean, if we're talking like daddies, I love me a good daddy.
Oh, yeah.
I feel so nurtured and cared for and loved and fucked.
Yes. Like, here's your lunch money, here's some dick. Like,
yeah.
Take the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like the, you know what? I just love dating adults. And I know that sounds so weird, but I like dating adults. Mm-hmm. I like having sex with adults. I mean, somebody who's 30, we're going to get real specific. I was going to, you know, hook up with somebody recently, and this would have been like my first hookup after my situationship relationship ended. And they were 24. I'm 32. I don't ever sleep with anybody or interact with people who are younger than me. It's just not my scene. It's just always been a thing for me. I don't exclude them, but I've just never really done it. So then I meet up with this guy and, well, meet up. We're going to use that term loosely. Because when I got to his house, I found out that this was not his house. He lived with his parents.
Oh, no.
Yes, he had a room he wanted to sneak me into. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm just going to go. Because I don't want to have to deal with somebody who's not an adult, like, on their own and understands what it is to be independent.
Yeah, like, I don't know about, okay, getting caught is some people's things. I feel like getting caught is sexy. I don't want to get caught by anyone's parents.
No.
I'm like, no, I don't want to get caught by anyone's parents regardless of your age.
Exactly.
But like, only your age would do this.
Right?
Yeah, no, okay. Understandable. But, okay, so, and then, as far as, like, age play, in what aspects do you say, like, age play comes into how you express, or how it overlaps with power dynamics?
For me, the first thing would be the intellect, experience, or knowledge that the person has who is older than me.
Mm-hmm.
More life experiences, because even when I'm having a hookup with somebody, there's going to be some kind of conversation that we're going to have. And I'm typically not going to ask you about the weather
mm-hmm.
or anything that's just like shooting the shit.
Mm-hmm.
I expect that there'll be some kind of conversation that's either going to expand my mind or thought process or something, or at least be a full-fledged conversation, not just, sup, how'd your day go? And like, what did you eat or something?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here for it. The other side of it is the physical. When it comes to that daddy age play dynamic, gray hair is a huge turn on for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, it just really is. And there's just something about like an older man, like the wrinkles, the like angle of the face. It's just something about it just changes. And it's just like, yeah, that's hot.
So, okay. Now, I guess exploring further into power plays, what are some different scenes or some different ways that you like to see power play in your sex life or in your porn or you hope to see?
As far as power play, I love seeing a submissive top, like taking orders from a dominant bottom.
Mm-hmm.
That power dynamic is so good to me for some reason. Like just this useless top with a big dick who's just there and you're like, you're gonna eat this pussy bitch. Something like that. I mean, mm-hmm. not even degrading, but that I like, that power of, you want this, I know you want this, and I'm gonna limit how much you can have of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of the same thing when I have like a daddy interaction where it's like, they know they have good dick.
Mm-hmm.
They know what they're doing because they have tons of experience.
Yeah.
But they're like, nope, you're not gonna get all of this. I'm gonna leave you wanting more. I
yeah.
love that.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it go for you?
So, I think my perfect, like, ideal, like, scenario is where I am where it's like, okay, a dominant and a submissive, mm-hmm. Where I'm the submissive, but then I have my own submissive, uh-huh. and my dominant and sub don't have anything to do with each other other than the fact that his submissive and his dominant. You know what I mean? So I want like my own sub.
Okay.
But I don't want my dom to need more than one sub. I want to be the only sub he needs. And then vice versa with the sub. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot okay. of sense. I'll use an example. There is a couple that I like to hook up with, and the top in the couple, he is very, very dominant. His partner is verse, and then I'm always the bottom in any interaction we have. But there's a clear rule. They can only fuck me. They cannot fuck each other, mm-hmm. even though they're in a relationship. And then on top of that, anything that the top partner does, I have to approve of, even if it's with his partner, who they're in a relationship outside of us mm-hmm. just having sex. So I get it.
Yeah, so it's like a power, like yeah, I think... So, you know, I would consider myself a switch because I can enjoy both. I do enjoy both aspects of it. Mm-hmm. And I just express them in different ways. One way that I find it interesting on both sides, being the dom partner and the submissive partner in this case, is with chastity. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I would love to be in chastity, under someone else's like control or whatever, but I would also like to have my own sub whose keys and stuff I control. I like both aspects of that, but then like in other cases, I would say, I don't know. I feel like in a lot of ways, most of my kinks, I'm comfortable with both ends. I probably just have preferences. In different areas. What about you? Like, what are some other kinks that that you express power play through?
One of them is, for me, impact play. Mm-hmm. Spanking specifically, where I have somebody who's dominant who's spanking me, but then I also set the limit and line of how far the spanking goes. Mm-hmm. And I make it very clear about those rules. Where it's kind of a way where I have the full extent of the power, mm-hmm. because I'm going to tell you when you need to stop.
Yeah.
No matter how you feel about it, how much you enjoy it, mm-hmm. when I say it's done, we're done.
Right.
That's one aspect where I love to feel like that power play. Mm-hmm. The other, which I was heavily into before I got into a relationship, and I think I'm going to dust off my tools and go back to it, is femdom. Mm-hmm. I love femdom. Mm-hmm. I cannot lie. Something about it turns me on mm-hmm. when I can just demand a guy to pay this mm-hmm. because it gets you off.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I think that's such an interesting genre and kink that I think doesn't get enough attention. And by that, I mean just kind of like, it's just like a thing that people do and it's a kinky thing. But like, I feel like sometimes we like... because it's such of a like a taboo type of thing, we don't explore like, okay, like, are people doing this healthily? You know what I mean? Because like, I think, and that's how I feel about any kink. Like, if you're doing it and you're in by doing whatever it is that you're doing, you're fucking up your life either like emotionally or physically or like financially or just in whatever situation. I feel like if you're using it and you're using it kind of like as a form of like self-harm, then you need to stop and reevaluate like what you think power play is. Like, power play is not about like being abused. It's about like getting into something and enjoying it and not, and like, yeah, like we all love to be like abused, but like abused within our consents and within our limits,
right.
And within like, in the case of like femdom, like what we can afford, you know what I mean? Like at the end of the day, like, okay, if you're into giving like someone else money or receiving money, like you should be able to pay your own bills mm-hmm. at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Cause at the end, like, I can't fathom the idea of someone being completely bankrupt due to, like, you can't get off something that much to the point where you're allowing yourself to be bankrupt. That's my opinion. I don't know. What do you think?
I feel that there are people out there who will do that. When I was into femdom, I was pretty heavy into it.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me. I had a few people who were regulars, and there was one person, and as the person who's the active dominator in a femdom situation,
mm-hmm.
I feel it's your responsibility to pick up on indicators of somebody that you're in the situation
right.
with. Because even though they're making the choice, you still have that responsibility to be the responsible person in the situation.
Right.
But like this guy, he would always like hit me up, we'd cam, and while we're camming, I would tell him, give me fucking money for this, pay for my fucking phone bill, all these different things. And I would talk really the way he preferred to him, call mm-hmm. him a bitch, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And there was one day where he wanted to have a session, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, well, what do I need fucking paid? And I needed, I want to say it was my RG&E or something paid at the time. So I'm like talking dirty to him and everything. I'm like, I need $75 for my RG&E. He says, yeah, I'll send it to you, but I'm a little low on funds, so can I send you half? And so then that's where I kind of put a stop to our session right there. I was just like, hey, if this is something you cannot afford, we need to talk about that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want you to resent me thinking that I'm just taking from you. But then also the other end, we can't have a successful situation if you can't stably support yourself.
Right.
And it's important to have that because that's part of the power dynamic.
Yeah, that's part of, I think, that's super important. Part of being a dominant is knowing the boundaries that have to be set, and also making sure that the bottom understands that, like, they're the ones setting all the boundaries. And, like, they sometimes, I feel like some people enter like submissive headspaces into like, oh, like I can't make any decisions for myself. I'm it's almost to the point where like they think they're actually like a bad person or that they like are doing wrong, and it's like it's affecting their mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also the dom's responsibility to make sure that like that submissive is getting what he is getting, something positive out of the session. But also just knowing when to stop, even if they're not saying stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's on both ends, like on the submissive and dominant ends, I feel like I've seen a lot of people not really understand that difference.
Oh yeah.
Of like what's healthy power play and what's unhealthy power play.
It's very important to know the differences where and who you're going to get into a situation with,
mm-hmm.
because even though you're into kink, even though you're doing the power play, it doesn't mean give up the outside world.
Yeah.
Because the outside world is still going to happen no matter what you do in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have to be prepared for that at the end of it.
Right. Like, at the end of the day, a scene is a scene,
mm-hmm.
and a scene is a part of your life.
Right.
Like, and, I mean, I want to pick your brain on, like, what are your thoughts
mm-hmm.
On, like, 24/7, like, slave, sub, or, like, probably, like, slave owner relationships at that point? What are your thoughts?
For me, and this is going to be part of my own racial background for this,
mm-hmm.
anything that includes slave play, I have never been a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
It just has always struck a very strong chord with me.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's dehumanizing, and I feel like, to some extent, Submission is about dehumanization.
Right.
Within boundaries.
Right.
I feel like.
It needs to come into boundaries. Slave play for me, one part of it of being a trigger is once I finally got out and opened up about my sexuality and then got online and started meeting people and looking to them, I ran into quite a few people who were part of like slave play being their kink. And because I agreed to talk to them before I knew what slave play was, they just assumed that I would be their slave and they have the right to call me a nigger. And I'm like, oh no, this ain't for me. Outside of that, slave play itself to me, if it gets you off, it gets you off. But all I see in my head when I see slave play is live-in boyfriends, or like, you know, you move into this person's house and you have to bait every single thing that they do. And I don't understand where the pleasure is going to come from that. I like power play, but I like knowing that the session has an end. Slave play doesn't look like it has an end.
Yeah. I feel like, I think it's another part of like the kink community. And I wish that, you know, we had more open discussions about this with people. Cause like, it would be great to have some inside perspective. But like open discussions about like all these different things. Cause I think while yes, I believe it can absolutely be healthy. If it's for you, it's for you. I feel like, again, there are people that enter it for the wrong reasons. So they're setting themselves up in a real life slave, like owner relationship, which that dynamic in nature is abusive, you know, like I would love to sit down with people that are into this, and maybe I'm wrong. However, I think that there has to be a break from it so that you're not constantly wearing down your mental state. Because at some point, you have to be able to regain that confidence and that self-esteem. I think as humans, we should be allowed to feel positive emotions, not just subservient emotions. And I think by limiting someone from feeling or having certain life experiences, like, yes, maybe they're getting some kind of sexual pleasure, but at the end of the day, are they getting, is their life benefiting from it? You know what I mean? I think when, if you're making submission your ultimate life goal, I think there are definitely things there that need to be explored. If that's your life goal, you know what I mean? Like, because that says, like, I think all our life goals say something about what we have experienced and what we, and how we see the world. So I think in cases where it's so extreme, I would love to just have more insight on like why people do these things. Because I also don't want to, like, it to sound like I'm judging, and like, I don't know, but it's just, like you said, to me, like, I don't see an end to it.
That's my biggest thing too. I don't see an end.
And I mean, like,
scares me.
In my head, like, I feel like the idea kind of sounds sexy of like, oh yeah, like, I've been offered that before. Like, oh, why don't you just be in like my live-in sex slave? Yeah. And just like, you don't have to work. You don't have to worry about money. Like, just live here. And I'm like, that sounds like so much fun. But like, in reality, like,
what am I giving up?
I want to have a life. I want to have friends. I want to, like, and I know, like, I'm not saying that like they control all your friendships and everything, but I want to be able to be my own person.
Right.
So I don't know, just, I guess, a lot of vomit on some thoughts regarding the extremes of power play. But let's take a quick break and we'll come back into some of our other kinks and how we express power play there.
Okay.
And we're back and we're talking power play. So, I guess we just kind of like went through a lot of just like some of the extremes of power play, and, but you know, not all power play is that extreme. Let's talk about, we talked a little bit about Daddy Sunplay. We got a little bit into Chastity, and I want to talk more about Chastity. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, because, and I think I mentioned it at the last episode, mm-hmm. where I love having like anal stimulation, mm-hmm. and I like the idea of not needing like penile stimulation. Mm-hmm. Also, I think dicks and cages look so pretty.
They really
They're
do.
They're the cutest things in the world.
They're so cute.
So, I just ordered one, and I'm waiting for it to come in the mail because it's delayed, but I'm so excited. I'm going to start exploring a lot more Chastity. Uh-huh. And, like, I feel like it's not completely a power thing, because I also kind of just like the idea of just, like, doing it to myself.
Right.
But I like the idea of, like key holding where someone else has your key. So I've also known where, like, people do, like, self-challenges because they can't find a key holder, where they'll put a bunch of keys in like ice cube trays, and each day they have to like melt one to try to figure out which key it is, but they can only melt one a day.
I have questions. Okay, I have seen Chastity cages.
Yes.
What do you do if you get an erection and one of those is on?
So the restraints actually prevent your penis from expanding too much.
Oh, okay.
So it'll like restrain the erection. So like you'll start to get one, and like your dick will start like inflating around the areas of the cage where it's exposed.
Okay.
Which is why you have to work your way into like, and you have to make sure you have the right size, because you could really hurt yourself.
Right.
If you have like a cage that's too small, or like that, or like you're jumping into something that you're not ready for. Because it takes a while to be able to control or like prevent erections. So it takes, just like any other kink, it takes like practice. Like obviously, like I'm gonna do it, but like the most I've done it is a couple hours. But I want to try for like a day, and then you take it off, and then like you rest for a day, and then it's like I can try for 2 days or a day and a half, but like you can't just jump in and be like, oh, I'm gonna go into Chastity for a month. You know what I mean? That's gonna be something you have to get used to, you have to get comfortable with, your body has to adjust.
I wonder, you just explained it to me, because I'm like, I've seen guys with cages on, and I'm like, that is tiny.
Oh yeah, where it's just like a nub. And yeah. I love that idea. I love the idea of having my dick called a nub. I realized recently.
Yes, nub. it looks cool. I love to see the videos,
mm-hmm.
When people post videos, because I think some of the Chastity cages just look cute. Like, they just look so cute. And I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, this is the cutest little thing.
So, yeah, I mean, I want to be on both aspects of that. I want... eventually, you know, like no rush, to have someone have like control of my cage or key, and also I want the experience of like having control over someone else's cage and key.
Gotcha.
So kind of like I was saying earlier, like the idea of like being I guess technically it's like a beta,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you're not the alpha, but you have your own bitch.
you're a beta alpha, kinda.
Yeah, no, so there's like the alphas, the betas, and there's the omegas.
Ah, now what's an omega?
The omegas are like the bitches.
Okay.
They're like submissives to the submissives.
Oh.
I think that's right. Actually, hold on. I'm having a brain fart now. Keep talking. I'll Google it.
Okay. So I'm thinking about it when I look at it. Because terminology, alpha, omega, and beta, I would expect like alpha to be a top. Omega, I would expect to be like the top, top. And then like top, top, top. And then like beta, it's like, oh, okay, beta. I don't know why I would say hi to them like that, but that's what I imagine in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. It's an interesting dynamic. I want to see like a pup in a cage. I think that would just be hot. I don't know why. I just look like, yeah.
So this is what I found. While the alpha male wants to dominate and the beta male just wants to get by, the omega male has either opted out or, if he used to try, given up.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be that, like, whatever. Like, non-confrontational, non-initiative taking, like, non...
Come on, do your thing. It's just, I'm here.
Yeah, it's like, fuck it.
I don't know. Unless that was the situation of our session, for me to just be like, I don't care, I wouldn't be that. Like, during the session, I'm like, oh, this isn't fun. Like, I could be doing dishes.
So, would you ever be, do you think you'd ever be able to be submissive to another sub? Submissive?
No. I don't think I could. There's something about a dominant man turning somebody into a submissive that is hot,
mm-hmm.
but then to be dominated by that submissive, to me, I'm just like, no, this isn't going to turn me on. Because
mm-hmm.
I just watched you get made into a sub. And no, I need dominant cum. That's what I need.
Like, girl, don't get bougie.
Right?
don't get bougie. We all suck the same dick.
Yes.
We all just got pissed on by the same fucking penis. You are not better than me.
See, my only thing when I look at it, I just feel like, but it was his pee, not yours. Now, like, I know this is probably going to sound backwards. I do love that if I hook up with somebody, let's say it's a threesome and it's a couple, I'm like, yeah, you're not going to fuck him. You're both going to fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have fucked him, and by proxy, I'm getting more dick from him from you. And it's kind of hot. But like in a sub situation where someone's going to give me orders, I'm like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're getting fucked too, bitch.
So, I like the submissive aspect, so like the giving up control aspect, and the idea of like really just being a straight up like cum dog.
That is so hot.
You know what I mean? Just kind of like being like, all you need to me for is sex,
mm-hmm.
and like that's again like the thing where it's like, at some point that scene in my mind ends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's because it's like I don't want to like have to shit and douche every for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Like, I want a break from like this, like, okay, like, yeah, like I love fucking like the idea of just like getting like 80 loads on my face,
mm-hmm.
at once. Awesome, right? But then also like I don't then want to go and like have to do the dishes.
Right.
You know, and then sweep the floor and then like make you dinner. Like I don't want like a full-time like that headspace. I want like me time. I want to take a fucking bubble bath.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? I want to just watch some RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, I don't want it to be like, oh, well, like maybe he's like a macho guy and he loves sports ball. I'm sorry, but like Friday nights is Drag Race.
Right.
I'm not about to say no, let's watch touchdowns in exchange for fucking Candy Muse. What? Like, I'm not about to be anyone's bitch, but that's just my take on it. I don't enjoy that. I love the idea of being your bitch sexually,
mm-hmm.
but when it comes to, like, I don't like the idea of doing chores or meaningless tasks that don't get me off.
Yes. Like,
although some people love that, and I mean, and also, like, power play doesn't always have to be sexual, which is something to consider.
That is true. It doesn't have to always be sexual. For me, I agree with you because I want you to take a break after getting my goal of getting your cum.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was my goal. This was my prize. I got it. Can I take a break now? to have to go from that to doing more, I'm like, okay, look, this ain't gonna work. Like, during the session, we can have a session that lasts all day long. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. But that guarantees I'm getting the sex and sexual arousal that I want.
Yeah, like, honestly, even if, like, you want to, like, plan an entire weekend where, like, we're doing an extended scene and, like, I am your complete submissive slave for, like, a couple days, like, I could do that even. Mm-hmm. But at some point, that needs to end.
Yes.
For me.
Yes. I feel like you would, at least for me, I feel like I would get absorbed into that and lose myself. Mm-hmm. I just don't want that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like I know that, like, especially with, like, my depression and, like, my borderline and, like, all, like, my mental health issues and my history, is that I need to feel empowered and in charge sometimes. Mm. So I know, like, healthily, like, for me, it's, I'm not someone that could do it full time ever.
Right.
And again, I'm sure there are people out there that, like, they've really thought about it and, like, it's just, it's what they enjoy and it works for them. And I think that's amazing. Like, mm-hmm. if you found something that works for you and you know that you're doing it in a healthy way and approaching it in a way that's not self-detrimental, like, props to you, because that's what we're all trying to do at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But if you're using it because you're trying to wear down your self-esteem, or even if you're not trying to, but it is wearing down your self-esteem and your self-worth and your value, I think that's hurtful. And it's something that we need to remember, that kink is fantasy and it's play. And when it becomes a problem, like we were talking about with the femdom, like when it starts crossing boundaries of your life, then that's an issue.
I think of, and this is for anybody who's interested in power play, slave play, dom play, sub play, whatever you're doing in the power dynamic. I think of Final Fantasy XI. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I think of it, when you turn on the video game, and I was an avid player, it's required that at the beginning of the game, a screen appears for about a minute, and it says clearly on there, do not get drawn into this game. Do not let it take over your life. Remember, you have friends, families, and a life outside of this game. And no joke, it sounds like a joke, but the game literally tells you to do that because people get so obsessed with it, they forget about their lives. Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel like whenever you get into a situation, whatever the kink is, whatever the session is, whatever you're going to do with somebody, keep that in mind. You still have a life outside of what's about to happen.
Yeah.
And I feel like, at least for myself, I've been in situations where I've lost myself in the actual play. Mm-hmm. And while it was enjoyable, I never thought about the life that continues outside of us. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. And I think I think it's smart to be mindful in everything we do, and that includes the sex and the play that we have. So I completely agree with that point. So let's talk a little bit about, so you mentioned some of your experience with femdom earlier. Mm-hmm. What are some other stories you have?
One of my favorite stories that I have to say for femdom, which I love, this was, oh my God. It was a decade ago.
Oh.
I was 22. Oh, I feel so young and precious back then. I actually was auditioning for porn companies. And one of the companies I auditioned for was Forbidden Funk. Black-owned porn company. It's all about raw videos and breeding, mm-hmm. which was like my
thing. Yeah, I remember.
Oh, so good. I was like, oh, I love this. Now, I didn't actually get to become a model, but I got to become a webcam model for mm-hmm. them. And webcamming back in the day, like then, I've seen back in the like the 80s, but like then, it wasn't like we have now. You don't have OnlyFans, you don't get a subscription fee. It was, you hop on your camera, whoever comes into your room, you need to get them to pay you motherfucking money mm-hmm. before you do anything.
Yeah.
So that's where my femdom experience started. And I just have to share this one time. So this is early on, and you know, I got my little, like, I had a what's it called, the little laptops, but they were a netbook. That's mm-hmm. what it was. I had a netbook, which those aren't out anymore. But I remember I started a show. A guy came into the room, and he's like sending all these messages. Oh, you're cute. I want you to do this. I want you to do this. So at first, I was just typing politely and responding politely because, of course, they can hear you. Oh, well, I'll do this for tips. I'll do this for tips. And I was in my kitchen cooking, but I was cooking naked, and the people loved it. So this guy kept saying stuff, and I'm like, you're going to either fucking tip me or you're not going to get shit at all. Now, the reason why this story is hilarious is because as I've been literally screaming at this man that you're not tipping me, he's been putting tip after tip in my fucking account because I'm screaming at him. And I didn't know what to do. Because once I went to my computer and I looked, I'm like, oh shit, he tipped me $300. And all I've been doing is just screaming and cursing at this man for an hour. But it was the best. That was like my favorite Finn Dom situation. Mm-hmm. And then after that, he became like a daily hop mm-hmm. honor of my webcam. Like daily would be on there. And just mm-hmm. tips, just left and right. And I'm like, oh, this is very cute. Mm-hmm. I like it. And then another story that I can just share with it. When it came to me having Finn Dom play, I never did it in person. Mm-hmm. Ever. I never met up with anybody. I never had a face-to-face interaction. Mm-hmm. And it seemed to me, the guys that I would meet doing it, they were embarrassed to meet in person. They were like, more, hey, I'd rather you just take my money and not actually meet me. Because if I meet you in person, I feel like then I'll be less of a person. Mm-hmm. Which is what a lot of the guys would say to me. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, I didn't know you felt that way. It didn't change your dynamic, but it was something new that I learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, you know, sometimes, like, we have to consider, too, like, that's when, you know, you want to might stop and, like, look for those red flags. Because sometimes those, like that compartmentalization, which I think it can be healthy, I think it is different when it kind of becomes this, like, dirty thing that you're doing to yourself.
Right. When it feels like you're ashamed to do it.
Yeah.
That's a deeper conversation that needs to be had. So you shouldn't feel ashamed about any of this.
Yeah. Like, even if it's, like, I think if you're feeling, like, maybe temporary shame and that gets you off, yeah, but, like, at the end of the day, like, you should be glad that happened. You know what I mean? Like, you should be happy that you participated in that. Like, you shouldn't go home and punish yourself.
Right. I'm always happy after I get dick. Yeah. I shouldn't be sad after I get dick. If I get dick and I'm sad,
yeah,
either his dick was real bad or this situation shouldn't have happened. So
literally.
Yes.
Yeah. So whatever your version of dick is, whether it's like giving people money or whether it's like a physical dick, like just like make sure you're happy after getting dick.
Yes.
Yeah. So like, I don't know, like Findom is something that like I've considered, but again, I don't want to also give off a fake brand of like, I'm this like alpha dominant guy. Cause like, I'm not, at the end of the day, I'm very submissive. But I would love to find like that right category of like, as we were saying, like submissive to submissives.
Yeah.
And that's where I would probably then be comfortable in the role of actually doing femdom. I have no interest in being submissive in femdom.
Yeah.
But I feel like doing it, it's more of a control thing for me, but I feel like I don't feel controlled by my finances, mm-hmm. but I feel like I can control other people through finances. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. You're the video game player, not the video game. That's essentially what it is.
Yeah.
I get it.
Oh, it's an interesting way to put it.
This is kind of how I look at it. Like, when it comes to femdom, if for anybody who doesn't know what femdom is, it's financial domination. Because we've only used the abbreviation.
Right.
Femdom, it is a mindset that I had to be in order to do as the person doing the domination. But at the same time, I had to make sure that the person that I'm doing this to has the correct mindset as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because while I'm doing this to help them get whatever gratification they are, I still get gratification out of it outside of the money.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have somebody who's just like, oh, here, take all my money, that's no fun.
Mm-hmm.
That is no fun. I want to be able to talk dirty to you, degrade you if you want it, maybe give you a verbal tongue lashing.
Yeah, like it should be a scene. It should be like fun.
Mm-hmm.
It should be fun for both of you at the end of the day.
Yes, we should be able to leave the situation and give each other a handshake and be perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I've always felt. Even when it comes outside of kink, just having sex. If I can't look you in the eyes afterwards and like, hey, fist bump you, great dick.
Mm-hmm.
We got an issue.
Yeah. So like, I think, okay, have you watched, what's that? What, having a bonding.
I did not watch Bonding yet.
Okay. So season two, there's a Findom relationship. And I think the way that relationship is represented is, so smart because they show that like they talk outside of like their like even though like their relationship is always like a dominant and a submissive, like they still listen to each other and it's something that like he wants to do. It's not something that he feels like is being drained out of him. It's something that like he's getting off on the idea that he's doing for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's a different thing where it's like if they were showing that like, oh, like they don't have a relationship whatsoever, she takes the money and she goes, like, because that's not how it should happen.
Yeah.
I feel like and you know, and I'm not saying like I'm sure there's the equivalent of just like casual hookups, and just like I'm sure there's sometimes that people are like, oh, I'm just gonna send this random dom money,
right?
And I'm sure like that's their like idea of a hookup,
right?
Great, and I think everyone's entitled to like their one-offs. But you know, at the end of the day, I think you just have to be smart about whatever kink you're kind of like enticing yourself into. And I use enticing in a positive way.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, except you should entice yourself.
You should. Like, though, honestly, when it comes to dom sub, my number one interaction in sex where it can be a dom sub thing is who initiates sex. That to me is a very hot and semi-dominant, more aggressive person in a way where it's like, okay, so we were just kissing, but now you decide to push me back on the bed. Mm-hmm. It's those little moments that are the best when it comes
that
to
make,
power.
Yeah, because it makes it a more like natural power play where it's not like you're not like, slap me. You know what I mean? It's like no, like you are actively being assertive. And I feel like part of the sensuality for me is the desire to be assertive in my partner.
Yes.
You know, like I want them to, like, even if I'm like, oh, I'm not really in the mood, like I want them to be like, are you sure? And like kiss my neck and turn me on. Like, I want to be like, what's the word?
You want to be revved up. Like, you want somebody to start the car for you.
Yeah.
You don't want to start the car all the time.
Yeah. So I think that's part of, like, why I like being a submissive. Because I like other people taking the lead.
Yes. I'm in the lead every hour of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I love for somebody else to take the lead in this one point.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel it's better for me. I enjoy it so much better for myself. But no matter what you get into, dom or sub, there's something about it that you love. And you can always find different aspects in it and different types of play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are other types of play that you engage with where you let your power play dynamics come out?
Role play specifically. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I like to do cops and robbers for role play. It's just fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It's great.
Now, is it like cops and robbers, like cops and robbers, or is it like having a robber break into your house and like fuck you type of thing. Because I think that's two different things.
No, I've done both. I've done both, which I love. My once very little I will say is my favorite is I was the rapper. The guy I was going to sleep with was the top. Until he was the top guy. He was the cop. Top cop. I like that. He was the cop. And it was just hot all the way around mm-hmm. to be arrested and taken advantage of and everything by this person who's impersonating cop. Even though in real life, I was like, oh, shit, if it happened. yes. I've also done like old school cops and robbers where it's like bandanas over the face. We're about to like break open the train or some shit and rob everybody. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, we have to get this sex done before the cops get here. Mm-hmm. And that was also very fun.
Okay. I feel like the only role play that like I've ever actually been able to do successfully where it's like it didn't feel awkward and we gave up, or also where like the other person actually wanted to, because I'm down to try like all million different role plays, but I feel like the only time that other people on Grindr or like any in my whole life, like the only time they're interested in doing role play is when it's daddy son or daddy boy. And then other than that, like, I'd be cool to, like, I don't know, I would try, like, some, like, coach, like, athlete type of thing, or, like, some, ooh. I don't know, like, ooh. I'll do some cops and robbers shit. I don't know, maybe I just haven't asked around.
You just gotta find, you know, your thing. One of the things.
Thanks for roleplay, guys.
Roleplay people, tell us about it. Everybody likes this roleplay fantasy, honestly. My favorite role play scenario was a guy that I've known for years. I told him, I was like, let's meet at a bar and pretend this is our first time meeting. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, was it hot? Like, he got
that sounds fun.
It was so much. He got so much pussy. It was ridiculous. I didn't even know I had that much to give out.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, we met at the bar, like, we did not know each other at all. Mm-hmm. He hit on me, just some random person. I'm like, this is hot.
I feel like that would be very hot, especially because it's like, you know, no matter what you do, you're going to fucking get some. Yes. Yes. It's like, so now you can be like, you can do whatever you want to do and like be whoever you want to be.
Yes.
I think that's something I fucks with. It's never fun. Tried.
Try it sometime. It's fun. It's cute. You just get to enjoy it. You just have to stay in character. And that's the best part about it. Mm-hmm. Staying in character in a role play. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So one thing that I like, or okay, so I'm interested in water sports mm-hmm. with power play or without power play. I feel like just like middle of intercourse, pissing on each other, like doesn't matter who's pissing on who, like that's great. But also, like, I like the idea of like a dom pissing on me. So like I like water sports with power play and without power play. But I think with power play, I haven't had as much experience. Mm-hmm. I feel like also like water sports is something that I want to be comfortable with the person before I do it.
Yeah. I've only had like a good water sports experience with one person mm-hmm. and it was a dom sub situation. Mm-hmm. And that was very hot to me. It was kind of like, hey, you're going to drink this piss, you little bitch. Oh, well, yes. Let's go on ahead.
All right, let's take a quick break and then we'll be right back.
I'm going down memory lane. We're back. And I also just discovered I have a shitload of dicks in my phone. So we're going through little test results that we have. This is the test that we took a while to go. It's a BDSM test. We're going to talk about our results from the test and how it relates to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? Start us off.
Okay, so the top of my list, I'm 100% primal prey. Mm-hmm. So, it means you like being like chased after, lusted after, like almost hunted after. So, absolutely, yes.
That's totally fucking hot.
Yeah.
I can imagine, like, a man just, like, tackling me in the woods, like, I've been following you. I would not be scared. I would just grab my legs. Let's go. So the top of my list is that I am 100% submissive.
Okay.
Like a full on 100 degrees of submissiveness, and I'm here for it.
I got 92% submissive. So I feel like that's probably because, like, as much as I love to give up control, like, I, there's still that, like, switch side of me, that dom side. So, and we'll, I mean, we'll get into those numbers. Mm-hmm. All right, what do you got next?
So my next one on my list is that I'm a 100% brat as well. Mm-hmm. If you're not familiar with a brat, that is somebody who is typically more submissive, but will also push back against the dominant person. Mm-hmm. And I can agree with that.
Yeah, I think I also got 100% brat. Mm-hmm. And I haven't found the right dom that I could brat out with. Mm-hmm. Because it's like a very unique, like, playful banter.
It is.
But, like, they also can't take it too seriously. But also, they should punish you for it. You know, it's a very like, unique relationship. And I haven't found the right person to explore that more with.
Same here. I need to find somebody to explore my brat side with, because it doesn't work with the dominance I know now. Mm-hmm. They're just, like, not into it. I'm like, fuck you.
Okay, then I have 100% voyeur.
My voyeur was at 94%.
Okay. Ooh. That means you like watching other people.
Oh, yes.
And for me, that's not a power thing. That's just sexy thing.
If I'm, like, really feeling you, I want to watch you have sex with somebody outside of your bedroom window, and I don't want you to know.
Okay, my next one is 100% switch.
So I have 0% switch.
Interesting.
I am full on zero. I don't know why. Because I do feel like I can have a little bit of a switch, mm-hmm. but you know what? It's like 0.5% for me, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's see. Wasn't there, a master? What's your master category?
No,
or percentage?
My master mistress is 0%.
Okay, mine is 81%.
Ooh.
And what's your dominant?
My dominant is also 0%.
Okay. I have 84%.
All right. Oh, going back to Primal and Prey, mine was 69%. I love that number. Now, the one that threw me for this test, Slave, was at 100%. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be fucking Slave. But just based on the questions that we were asked, it rated me 100% for a Slave. Mm-hmm. I won't be a good Slave, so I'll take that as a grain of salt.
I got 81% for that. Mm-hmm. And what about Pet?
Now, Pet, I got 85%.
I got 62%.
See, you know, for Pet, I am okay with being like a beta pup or being treated like a pet in a way. I kind of like that. I think mm-hmm. it's really hot. Even my ex-fiance, one of the things I love, whenever we would go on vacation, like if he was going for vacation for a specific reason or I was, mm-hmm. whichever of us did not plan the vacation had to be the person's sex toy at the hotel. Like, when I come back to this hotel, we fuck it. No questions asked. And I loved it.
Huh. Yeah. Like, I feel like for me, Pat, I like the idea of being kind of like careless and nurtured. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the aspects of it that I like. As well, just like that playfulness. And I like how it looks. Mm-hmm. So, like, pup play, I like how it looks. And furry, I like the animated furry art and porn. But I don't like the costume furry thing. It's not on my alley. I'm not too familiar with it, to be completely honest. But, like, I think for me, I don't see the furry aspect of it to be a power thing for me. Mm-hmm. I think it's just kind of like, I love animated porn, and I think furry animated porn is just part of that. And then for like pup play, for me it's not really that much of like a power thing. It's more of just an aesthetic thing.
See, I'm okay with being someone's pet. Honestly, I would love to do pup play, but I would love pup play as if I was like a real puppy. Like, let me just lounge around all day, scratch my belly when you want to, do whatever like that, and then just let me just be me. I would love it. Now, the next one on my list that I got 100% for was Rope Bunny.
Rope Bunny.
Which I'm totally here for. A rope bunny, if you're not familiar with the rope bunny, is the person who gets tied up with ropes.
Yep.
Amazing!
I also got 100% on that.
Yes!
I will admit, I am not as experienced with bondage as I would love. Would love to be. But again, it's just the type of thing where for me, I want to be very comfortable with the person. And I like the idea of being restrained during sex, of like, and it's almost like, to me, it kind of like overlaps with that like force play. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just fun. I like the idea of just like having to be a whole.
I had the best. By the way, y'all listening, I am now sexually activated again. I was deactivated for a while, but now I'm now sexually activated. So the first person I had sex with, pretty sure you're not going to listen to the podcast. If you do, kudos to you. He was a foot taller than me. I could not resist. And I was like, oh, I love this. I'm like, just genetically, I can't resist you. You're 10 times bigger than me. There's nothing I can do. And I'm like, oh, I'm here for it.
Huh. So interesting that you mentioned that. I think I find like size difference in porn very sexy, because for me it's a power thing. It's like a physical overpowerment that can potentially happen.
Totally. We had to give myself a boost. I'm trying not to laugh when I say it. A sex booster scene while we were having sex because I was too short. It was the best. I literally was in heaven. I'm like, oh yes, this is fantastic.
All right, well, what are your parting words for everybody regarding power play?
My parting words regarding power play is, make sure that if you're gonna give up power, you know the extent of power you want to give up.
Yep.
That'll be my closing words.
Yep. Set those boundaries. Mm-hmm. Know what your boundaries are. You shouldn't be getting into any kind of agreement with anyone else without knowing your own boundaries and without clearly laying those out with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Mine is going to be that, remember that at the end of the day, consent is key. Which means that at the end of the day, the person with the power is the submissive, because they're the ones consenting to give up power, and to what extent, and they're the ones that get to say stop whenever they want to stop. Like, even if you're mid-scene, even if like you're balls deep, like if the submissive says stop or uses their safe word, like that's it. So they have the ultimate control. And if you abuse that, then you're a fucking piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. You're a piece of shit, and I hope that a chihuahua chews on your balls. And or soft, juicy parts, whichever hurts the worst. I don't know. But I hope you get fucked up.
Yeah, so kink responsibly, play responsibly, and have fun.
That is a tagline. Kink responsibly.
All right, we're out of here.
Bye.